Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Our first song today is Street of Dreams, and recording in 1957 made by Bobby Hackett, a beautiful trumpet solo from his Capitol sessions in the 1950s. Bobby Hackett and Friends, and the song was written by Sam M. Lewis and Victor Young. Street of Dreams. Well, we've got a fine mixture for you this morning of singers and musicians. We're going to go now to 1941. To two very famous names who worked together for a while in the 1940s and each had long and successful careers. And I'm talking now of Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. She joined the Benny Goodman outfit in 1941. So we will hear a young Peggy Lee today. This is actually from 1941, so she's just joined the organization at this point. She was with them for, I think, about 5 or 6 years altogether. So we've got two wonderful talents here. They're going to bring us a lovely George and Ira Gershwin number, which I know you've heard before. How long has this been going on? And I gather they had a bit of a hit with it around that time. So that'll be Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman. Then we're going to have another instrumental from a very fine orchestra, the one led by Woody Herman. He took over the Isham Jones Orchestra in 1936. And this is 1954. So he's been leading the orchestra for about 20 years at this point. It's a lovely tune called Misty Morning, written by Ralph Burns and by Woody himself. And it showcases the talents of the orchestra very nicely, as well as the alto sax of Mr. Herman himself. And then we're going to hear from Chris Connor. Well, she was a jazz singer whose career flourished very much in the 1950s. That's along the lines of Anita O'Day, of one of her contemporaries. And she's a very Chris was a very fine jazz singer in her own right, too. She started out with the band of Claude Thornhill, spent some time with Stan Kenton, and then went off on a solo career. Well, we're going to hear her towards the end of the 50s. In fact, we're going to hear her in 1960 with a Duke Ellington number. Also, songwriting credits on this one go to Carl Sigman. And the song is All Too Soon. And we'll hear Chris Connor with that one from 1960. And we'll start with Peggy Lee and Benny Goodman. And How Long Has This Been Going On?
I could cry had to part. The moment you had touched my heart, and with you went my dream all too soon. Sweet was our affair, and you put all the sweetness there. What a shame that it's gone. But as I reached the heights, the bottom fell from everything. You should know as well as I.
You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're here at the University of Ottawa bringing you some music from days gone by, as we do every Sunday morning. And you just heard from Chris Connor, fine jazz singer from 1960. She brought us the song All Too Soon. Before that, we heard Woody Herman and his orchestra from 1954 with Misty Morning. And we started out with a young Peggy Lee and the Benny Goodman Orchestra from 1941 with the Gershwin tune, How Long Has This Been Going On? Well, we're going to go back to 1938 for our next song. The Bob Crosby Orchestra will be joining us with a song written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. And it's from 1938, and who is providing the lyrics on this one but Bob's brother, Bing. Yes, Bing Crosby and the Bob Crosby Orchestra will bring us You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby, with those wonderful lyrics from Johnny Mercer and that fine melody from Harry Warren. That's a huge hit for Bing and his brother Bob's orchestra in that year, 1938. We're going to go to 1945 after that, to a couple of singers who were both wonderful singers with very successful careers in their own right, and they got together and did some duets. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest. Dick Hames had his own radio show at the time, and Helen often joined him on the show. I'm sure they sang duets on the show, and they also made recordings of a number of them. And we'll hear one of them this morning, where they're accompanied by the Earl Hagen Orchestra. The song is written by Stanley Adams and Harry Sosnick, and it's called You Stole My Heart. And then we'll hear from another lovely voice belonging to Dinah Shaw. Had Dinah on the show for a little while, so it's welcome back. It's lovely to hear from her again. She's going to join us from 1958 with another song that has a connection to the Bob Crosby Orchestra, and that is What's New. The song was actually written back in the late 30s by the Bob Crosby Orchestra member Bob Haggart, and I believe it was written for a young trumpeter who had just joined the orchestra called Billy Butterfield, and we've heard their version of it before. Johnny Burke added lyrics to the song shortly afterwards, and that's what we'll hear from Dinah this morning. What's New from Dinah in 1958. And we'll start with the two Crosby boys, Bing and his brother Bob's orchestra, and You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
But it wasn't stealing. Right from the start, it belonged to you.
I had some dreams, but I wasn't dreaming, because it seems that they've all.
And darling, I knew then
you stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing. I found my love when you stole my heart.
wandered by. And darling, I knew then
you stole my heart, but it wasn't stealing.
I found my love when you stole my heart.
What's new? Haven't changed a bit. Handsome as ever, I must admit. What's new? How did that romance come through? Haven't met since then. Gee, but it's nice to see you again. What's new? Probably I'm boring you, but seeing you is grand, and you were sweet to offer your hand. I understand. Adieu. Pardon my asking, what's new? Of course you couldn't know I haven't changed. I still love you so. I still love you so. Adieu.
We have been listening to Bing Crosby with the orchestra led by his brother Bob. You Must Feed a Beautiful Baby from 1938, written by Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer. Then we heard from Dick Hames and Helen Forrest from 1945. Two lovely voices together, one of the many duets they recorded around that time. They were joined by the Earl Hagen Orchestra, and they brought us the number You Stole My Heart. And we just heard from Dinah Shore with What's New from 1958, written by Bob Haggart and Johnny Burke. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. And we are listening to songs from days gone by. Oh, we're going to move on to some more lovely voices, and we'll go back to 1939 for our next voice, and actually go across the Atlantic to Britain to a young singer who was just starting out at the time. She'd been singing with her father's band, and she was now moving on to work with other musicians, and her name was Beryl Davis. She later came to the U.S. Following World War II, but we'll hear from her in her early days back in Britain. And on this particular recording, she's accompanied by the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, featuring, of course, Django Reinhardt on guitar and Stéphane Grappelli on violin. And Beryl actually recorded quite a few songs with this classic jazz group. And the one we'll hear this morning was written by Ruby Bloom and Ted Kohler, and it's called Don't Worry About Me. And then forward almost two decades to 1957 to the voice of Vic Damone. He's going to bring us a number that was written by Lou Polak. It's one that has Italian lyrics as well as English lyrics, and Vic recorded a number of these, and it's not that his voice needed any enhancement, but it certainly did a beautiful job in both in English and Italian, and we will hear that this morning on My Angel or Angela Mia. And then we'll go to 1956 to another very famous voice, and that's the one belonging to Ella Fitzgerald. She was just starting out at this point on her songwriter songbooks. One of the first was the Cole Porter songbook, featuring some of the work of that brilliant songwriter who wrote both words and music. And this is a pretty famous Cole Porter number we'll hear this morning, I've Got You Under My Skin. And Ella is accompanied by the orchestra led by Buddy Bregman. And we'll start with Beryl Davis and the quintet of the Hot Club of France, Don't Worry About Me.
Angela Mia, you are are my guiding star, a sweet Madonna that I honor and I love. You're like the sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for Angela mia. The sunshine in all its splendor, and I surrender each time you smile. Angela mia, my prayers are answered now, and I am thankful for Angela mia.
Begin, 'cause I've got you. my skin. I've got you under my skin.
Ella Fitzgerald with the Cole Porter number, I've Got You Under My Skin, from 1956, one of the many songs she recorded during her songbook series. And this was one of the first songbooks, as I said, dedicated to the work of that wonderful songwriter, Cole Porter. Before Ella, we heard from Vic Damone with Angela Mia, or My Angel, from 1957. Accompanied by the Glenn Osser Orchestra. Songwriting credits for this particular song, and it was Lou Polak and Erno Rappé. And we started out with Beryl Davis and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France with Don't Worry About Me. Beryl recorded it with them in 1939 and went on from there to have a long and wonderfully successful career. Well, as I said, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we're featuring some nice singers, and we've got a couple of instrumentals for you this morning. It's what we do every Sunday morning at this time, around 11 o'clock, bring you songs from the days gone by, from the 1920s through to the early 1960s. And I think if you've listened before, I hope you're enjoying these wonderful original recordings of the great singers and musicians from those days, along with, of course, all these wonderful songs and the work of the great songwriters from the first part of the 20th century. And, of course, they are still being performed and recorded as we speak. Well, we're going to move on to our next set of songs, and we'll hear another instrumental just coming up. And this is from Robert Farnan. Now, he, of course, is a native son, and went over to Britain during the war with his swing band. And he ended up staying there. One of the greatest of the modern light classical composers. He also a wonderful conductor of the jazz and popular standards. And we're going to hear him in the latter capacity. Frequently he accompanied vocalists, and he did the arrangements and conducted the orchestra. And, of course, his style is inimitable. It's beautifully delicate, sweeping and soaring, and very complex. It's always lovely to listen to Robert Farnan, and we will hear him with a song written by one of the great songwriters, Hoagie Carmichael. There are lyrics written for this tune by Mitchell Parish, but I believe we're only going to have an instrumental this morning. And the song is called One Morning in May. And then to 1954, to one of the loveliest voices around, and that belonged to Mel Torme. And he started out in the 1940s with the group called the Meltones and sang with a number of the orchestras around at the time. And then he went off on his solo career, which went on and on. And he had a lovely tone to his voice, and his interpretive skills were absolutely beyond compare. And we will hear an example of that this morning. He's going to bring us a number written by the Gershwin brothers, George and Ira. And the song is called Our Love is Here to Stay. And then we'll hear from Harry James and his orchestra from 1947. Well, Harry James, one of the most distinctive of the trumpeters around, he played for a while with the Benny Goodman Orchestra in the 1930s and then went off on his own with his own orchestra in the late 1930s. And some of the orchestras that were set up around that time didn't really last very long, and Harry was one of the exceptions. His sound became a little more mainstream, perhaps, than his earlier jazz roots, but it proved to be immensely popular. And he had a number of wonderful vocalists with his orchestra, among them Helen Forrest and Kitty Callan. And one of the nicest is Marion Morgan. So we'll hear Harry James and his orchestra with Marion Morgan and a number written by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alter called Strange, What a Song Can Do. And that's from 1947. And we'll hear now from Robert Farnan and his orchestra with Hoagie Carmichael's One Morning in May. ¶¶
it's very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may be passing fancies, and in time may go. Is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Thank you.
Isn't it strange, mighty strange, what a song can do? Set the mood that we wander through. With one you hear the oceans roar before a storm is born. Another paints the sheep in the to the cows in the corn. Every lover alive has been led by a melody. Some catch a star while the rest have a memory. I thought that love had passed me by, but then a song brought me you. And although we may change, it's so strange what a song can do. What a song.
Well, we're coming to the end of I've Heard That Song Before for another week, and I do hope you enjoyed the music today. I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us, because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And we have one more song for you this morning.
We can go to one of the loveliest of the jazz singers who had was really forging ahead with her solo career at the time, and that is Anita O'Day. Well, she made a whole series of recordings for the Verve label around that time in the 50s, and this is one of them. It was written by Sidney Mitchell and Louis Alter, and it's called You Turned the Tables on Me. And Anita is accompanied by Oscar Peterson and his quartet.
You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely present you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. Now I'm out on my own. But I'm thinking it over and over. I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. You turned the tables on me.